Proclamation number 3604 of 16th of November, 1945. Strong faith. Power of faith. And everyone will be helped according to his faith. People who let my spirit speak within themselves, who therefore try to unite their spiritual spark with the Father Spirit through intimate contact with me, these people have faith even if they are weak and despondent at times of earthly adversity and anxiously appeal to me for help. Prayer to me is a sign of faith. Earthly adversity, however, often oppresses the body to such an extent that it gains control over the soul and seemingly overwhelms it. And then the human being is anxious and despondent, but his faith has not died out, for the soul which once has found me will always stick to me in adversity and thus prove its faith. And I will come to its aid. Weak faith is when a person doubts me and my might in times of adversity, when he is in danger of no longer accepting spiritual things and grants the world greater power and rights. Then faith is in serious danger, and then I cannot manifestly appear through miraculous help either, because then I would force faith, but this is not beneficial for the human being's soul. But as soon as the human being wrestles daily for my fatherly love, as soon as he constantly commends himself to my love and grace and presents all his worries and needs to me in prayer, he will also have profound faith, and he only has to try to make the body as silent as possible, i.e., to pay less attention to the earthly afflictions and impose them on me with complete faith. He must try to let the soul speak alone, thus to hear the voice of the Spirit through it, the emanation of my love, which will certainly earn him strength to also become master over the body's afflictions. For the believer will be helped because I will not leave my own in adversity as soon as they call upon me for help. And the less attention they pay to the body's distresses, the less they will be oppressed by them, and this is strength of faith. Leave all earthly worries to me and wait for my help in peace of mind. My love for my living creations determines me to constantly provide them with help, but especially if they are in spiritual hardship. And the greater the spiritual hardship, the further away they are from me, thus the more faithless they are. And then the earthly adversity must press them hard so that they will find their way to me. But anyone who has found his way to me, who consciously desires my love and thus believes in me, in my love, wisdom and omnipotence, no longer needs harsh means of education to the same extent as the unbeliever, and I can helpfully approach him at any time. And his fate on earth will be easier, even if he cannot remain completely spared for the sake of his fellow human beings and for the purification of his own soul. Yet I am always ready to help if his call rises from his heart to me. And thus constantly let my spirit speak to you, listen to the voice of the spirit within you even in earthly adversity, that is, intimately unite with me in thought and listen to my voice which will comfort you and impart strength, which will restore your inner peace if you are in danger of losing it, and which will also give you earthly advice if you need it. For if you remain united with me, nothing can approach you which harms you, because my nearness always protects you from the activity of the forces of darkness, because where light is there can never be darkness, and where I'm the enemy of your soul never has access. And deeply remember that I am able to banish every adversity and, if you deeply and unshakably believe in it, you can be sure of my help. Strive for strong faith, pray for it without ceasing, then every adversity will stay away from you because you will be able to banish it yourselves with my strength, which a strong faith brings to you. Amen.